Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, once again, we're speaking with Dr. Tim Baker, who was voted one of the 50 most talented global training and development leaders by the World HRD Congress. Dr. Baker is an expert in teams and leadership and author of 9 books, including his latest, Winning Teams, which we will once again be touching on today. And today's topic is the secret to high-performing teams. Dr. Baker, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Yeah, certainly great to have you back and looking forward to continuing the conversation here today. So once again, you mentioned in your book, Winning Teams, apply the All Blacks formula to your team, the distinction between task and relationship. What is the distinction between these two dimensions to get things underway here today?
Yeah, okay. Well, the team leaders basically have two broad responsibilities. That's to make sure that the functional tasks are completed on the one hand, and that the relationships within the team are sustained. So juggling those two responsibilities, task and relationship, is the primary duty of the leader. The dual undertaking comprises achieving the tasks that need to be effectively and efficiently done, and at the same time, I guess it means fostering an environment of productive relationships where they can flourish. So both dimensions are actually essential. Nevertheless, in most teams I observe, I'd suggest that 80% of the leader's attention is on the task and only 20% on the relationship. And that is, I think the reason for that is the assumption is that the relationship bit is the easier part. And so the focus is on the harder part, which is the task. But I think, Eric, that's an incorrect assumption. And I think that the focus has to be on the relationship as well as the task.
Also, Dr. Baker, if you would, what does the research say about the relationship dimension and team performance? Get into some of those details.
There's more and more research that's demonstrating a correlation between good team relationships and high performance. And for example, Sandy Pentland, who's the director of MIT's Human Dynamic Laboratory, conducted some interesting research that suggested the link between task performance and communication between team members, which of course is what we're talking about, which is the relationship dimension. He demonstrated that it isn't the content of the team conversations that makes the difference, interestingly enough, it's the way the message is communicated. So there's minimal research on communication, its connection to team performance. I guess that's why Pentland's research is worthy of consideration. Basically, it confirms very much that communication plays a critical role in team success. And his research demonstrated that the more conversations that team members have with themselves and external to the team, the more likely they are to have quality interactions, and that will lead to high performance.
And that certainly makes sense. Good stuff there. And how do high-performing teams differ from other teams?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing, Eric, is that there's a misconception that there are lots and lots of high-performing teams out there. And my experience is that there isn't that many, although, you know, these teams get written up regularly and it creates this idea that there are lots and lots of high-performing teams around. Don't necessarily think that's the case. It's not necessarily commonplace. High-performing teams attend to creating a distinct team identity where all the members buy into that. So, you know, if you look at any high-performing team in the sport or in business or anywhere, you'll find that that team has a very unique team identity. And my research suggests that there are 8 characteristics that pretty much separate high performance from mediocre performance. And I go into those eight characteristics in great detail in my book. I give the readers some very practical activities, tasks and tips on how they can elevate their team to high performance based on those characteristics that that are mentioned in the book.
And of course, your book is quite a resource on today's topic. Today, we are joined by Dr. Tim Baker, an expert in teams and leadership and author of 9 books, including his latest, Winning Teams. And he's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if it is the relationship dimension that makes the difference, why don't team leaders concentrate more on that dimension?
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? I think in one sense we know it's common sense that the relationship part of teams is really important, but on the other hand, we spend all of our time getting the services or the product out the door and spend very little time on the relationship aspect. I probably would suggest it's a bit like the analogy of getting a health checkup. Usually what happens is we don't wait to get a health checkup until something goes wrong. And then, of course, we go off to the doctor and in a mild panic and hopefully get the right medication to get better. But the point is that we don't tend to be proactive and organise that in advance. I mean, some people do, but a lot of people don't. So that would be, I guess, you know, an analogy. The other one that I would suggest is getting your car serviced. And whilst many people would do that, very religiously, lots of people don't. And what happens, of course, is that the car breaks down or something and then you go in and get it serviced. And I think what I'm trying to say is that's exactly what happens in teams, that we don't really attend to the relationship element until such time as there's a conflict or, there's some sort of a disagreement or we have to down tools and we have to sort out the relationship aspect, when in fact we should have been doing that all along. And I think what I find is a lot of team leaders will do a little bit of mandatory team development in the early stages of team formation. That seems to be the normal thing. You might get a facilitator in and run a one-day workshop, give people a chance to look at their own personality, how they like to interact. And that's all good. But then what happens, of course, is that the team leader just drops that and gets on with, you know, getting the task done or getting the services done, whatever it might be that the team's responsible for. And so what happens, of course, is that the relationship dimension gets neglected, and until such time, of course, is that there's an upheaval or some sort of conflict. So I think that's the main reason, Eric. And I think the other reason is that we reward people basically on getting the task done, don't we? I mean, that's how businesses have operated for the last 100 years. And so the team leader knows that the rewards are very much with getting the product out the door. And so they focus very much on that, which is fair enough, but often will neglect the relationship aspect, which I think is critically important.
Dr. Baker, always a pleasure to have you, and thanks so much for joining us once again and discussing the topic of high-performing and winning teams. Who doesn't want that, I'm sure? And we appreciate what you do in the space as well. As we conclude today, do you have one tip for a team leader to build better team relationships?
Yeah, look, there's several, of course, in the book, and I go into those in great detail, and they're easy to apply. But one thing I would suggest to team leaders, if they're not doing it already, is to pretty much book in a check-in with each team member once every 3 or 4 weeks. And the check-in only needs to be something like 10 to 15 minutes. But that's important because those check-ins give the opportunity for the team leader and the individual team member to build an even more robust working relationship by discussing differences, things that they agree on, collaborating on various projects and so on. And I think what happens is the team leaders understand the value of that, but what happens, of course, is that busyness gets in the way and the product and the service that I talked about kind of consumes this idea that people should sit down with each other and pretty much have a kind of a check-in. And those check-ins, of course, are not to be the check-ins aren't there to be talking about a particular project. The check-ins are there to be aligning interests, to talk about performance issues, to talk about development issues. And I think that would be one tip that I would strongly recommend that team leaders do, is to book in these meetings and make sure that they happen, and that can make a big difference.
Dr. Baker, thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to connect with you, tap into your expertise and leadership and teams, and also pick up any of your books, especially Winning Teams, where's the best place online to do so?
Best place to go, Eric, is winnersatwork.com.au. And that would be, and then you can purchase or pre-order the book at that stage.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Dr. Baker, all the best. And thanks once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure to be with you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Tim Baker, an expert in teams and leadership and author of 9 books, including his latest, Winning Teams. And for all the information and for contact, visit winnersatwork.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.